That occurred the other night. Bloomberg is trying to protect a power structure. He is trying to destroy a movement of the people. The first time in decades that the American people stand up for their rights, stand up for everyone's rights. And we will stand, and they are trying to make our movement fail. They're trying to make everything as impossible and hard for us as they can.
It looks to me like hanging on the cliff with the fingernails, or a cat hanging on the tree. The power structure that you describe is on its way out.
And well, tomorrow, will not let them win.
Tomorrow's a big day for Occupy Wall Street. There are lots of events going on. Starting tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning. Faith, what's going to happen tomorrow at 7?
At 7 a.m. tomorrow, there is going to be a movement, and I ask all the people to be, I don't know, tuned in, because people are going to stand. They're going to take a stand in a very real way. And
they're going to try and shut down the stock market.
The stock
at 7 a.m., Occupy Wall Street is going to gather around the stock market to show that, to keep the attention on what the attention really should be on. The reason people came to these streets, the reason that people came to the park, was to say there is something very wrong in this street. They are in the pockets of our politicians. They're creating problems. And tomorrow is an attempt to do that. But there are other events going on, John.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say that the coverage in the media that you've seen is focusing on the day-to-day ins and outs of the encampment instead of on the roots. And I think that that's one of the great things about tomorrow, starting at 7 a.m. And then what we're going to see after that is an Occupy the Subways event. You can find more information about that on the website nycga.net. There will be people sort of at big subway hubs throughout the city in the afternoon, attempting to talk to commuters, to people who maybe aren't as aware of things that are happening. At the same time, there's going to be a student walkout at 3 p.m. That's a nationwide student walkout, and that is a student strike in solidarity with the Occupy movements. In addition to that, we're also going to see an Occupy the DOE at 4:30 at 52 Chambers at the Department of Education. That's going to last from 4:30 to 7. And the Occupy the DOE is a very, very exciting solidarity kind of offshoot of Occupy Wall Street. And it's an attempt to strengthen public schools, to curb the privatization and the charter school movement, which runs very parallel to the kind of opulence and disregard for the public that we've seen on Wall Street. So that's going to go from 4:30 to 7, but the really big event is going to be at 5 at Foley Square.
And yeah, I'm so excited to see so many new faces that have, you know, come to Occupy. And I always hear people say the Occupy movement. I'd like to highlight that the Occupy movement, it's a manifestation of the people's power. It is a manifestation of the people saying, I want change. I am not accepting the world as it is, and I'm no longer going to be complacent. Yes.
Right. Faith, you know, I was at the park last night, and there was a huge GA, and I hardly recognized anyone. And I was going to do a mic check that said, mic check, you tourists had better be here tomorrow when it rains to support this movement. It's for folks out there listening, you can't just show up after there's some big event, after there's some encouragement. If you're going to support the Occupy Wall Street movement, it means that you have to be dedicated to that and commit to it, not just after those events, but like the people who are living in that park, who have brought change to this world. You have to commit yourself to it. And again, vote with our bodies. We have run out of time for this episode of Occupy Wall Street. I want to thank you all for being here today. Orlando, thank you very much.
Thanks
to our other guests. And
thank you.
Tune in tomorrow for a full day of coverage on WBAI, starting at 6 a.m. of Occupy Wall Street.
Let's change this world.
Okay. We'll be right back. faculty, teachers need to get in on this magnificent project and program. I'm doing all that I can. I'm behind it 120%. It is what we need in these times.
There are two easy ways to become a part of our critically acclaimed National Education Project. Make a donation by calling us now, 1-800-735-0230, or visit supportpra.org. With each donation, you will receive a digital jump drive loaded with up to 500 hours of historic voices for your personal collection, and name a school or library of your choice to receive the same.
Hi, this is Dan Ellsberg, encouraging you to support the Pacifica Radio Archives, which contains 60 years of social history of the United States that doesn't exist anywhere else. By supporting the Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign, you can help put these priceless resource materials in campus libraries and classrooms throughout America.
Our loyal volunteers are standing by to help you make a donation. It's easy, secure, and rewarding in so many ways. Please call 1-800-735-0230 or visit supportpra.org. That's 800-735-0230 or visit supportpra.org. Thank you for becoming part of the 2011 Campus Campaign National Education Project.
You are listening to the Pacifica Radio Archives 10th Annual Marathon Fund Drive broadcast, the Campus Campaign 3.0 National Education Project.
This is Noam Chomsky. I'm pleased to be with you and also very pleased to be able to express my enthusiasm and strong support for the Archives campaign, which is bringing to colleges the very rich archives of Pacifica for the past 60 years. It's sure to be an invaluable resource.
We are joining listeners together from WBAI 99.5 FM New York, WPFW 89.3 FM Washington, D.C., KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, Texas, and in California at KPFA 94.1 FM and KPFB 89.3 FM Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 Fresno, and KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, 99.5 FM China Lake, and 93.7 FM San Diego. We are also heard online at all five Pacifica station websites and on ours at supportpra.org.
Hi, I'm Gail Zappa, friend and supporter of the Pacifica Radio Archives, where you can hear the voice and music of people like Maya Angelou, Duke Ellington, and my husband Frank Zappa.
The only way that a person could buy into their argument is if they had gone through 12 years of an American education. Anybody who comes out of the school system could be just numb enough to think that these guys had some merit in their argument when they're wrong. They're varmints.
We are so lucky to have people that give their time and their energy to preserving the tapes made by these grand masters in the truest sense of a word.
This is the Pacifica Radio Archives special national education broadcast to raise funds for the Pacifica Radio Archives Preservation and Access Project and to continue our campus campaign, bringing these recordings into school libraries nationwide.
It's exciting to look back because it gives you ideas for the future.
It's very simple. When you make a contribution to the archives today, we'll send our special education sets packed with history to a school or college of your choice. Call 1-800-735-0230. For a complete list of today's schedule and details of all pledge gifts, visit us online at supportpra.org.
We must admit the past. Only the person who knows her past, his past, can begin to essay where she or he is today and how she or he may begin to chart his tomorrow, her tomorrow.
The voice of Maya Angelou. Call 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. Or donate online by going to supportpra.org. Help us take history out of our vault and into the classroom. Together, we can make a difference and educate a new generation.
Welcome to the program. I'm John Wiener, live in L.A. with the Pacifica Radio Archives Campus Campaign Fund Drive. Today we're celebrating the Pacifica Archives collections of historic audio from past social movements, 60 years of American history that doesn't exist anywhere else, and we're talking about its relevance to the Occupy movement today. And we're asking listeners across the country to support the Pacifica Archives Campus Campaign and help place these audio collections in libraries, in high schools and colleges across the country. This is a great project. We want our listeners to join together and call 800-735-0230 now, or you can pledge online at pacificaradioarchives.org. Later in this hour, we'll be featuring some amazing audio about social movements from the past from the Pacifica Radio Archives. We're also in this hour, we will feature the world premiere of a new song by Ry Cooter that he wrote for the Occupy movement. Ry Cooter, the legendary guitarist and producer of Buena Vista Social Club. The song is his new song, just recorded yesterday. It's called The Wall Street Part of Town. World premiere on the Pacifica Radio Network coming up in this hour, and we're going to feature that song as a free add-on to for everyone who pledges support for the Pacifica Radio Archives in this hour by calling 800-735-0230. First up, the audacity of Occupy Wall Street. Richard Kim is executive editor of The Nation. His report, titled The Audacity of Occupy Wall Street, has been posted on 3,400 Facebook pages. We've seen him on MSNBC and other shows recently. We reached him tonight at the offices of The Nation in New York City. Richard Kim, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, right now you're only a couple of miles from Zuccotti Park, which the police, of course, raided on Monday night, destroying the Occupy Wall Street encampment. What's happened there today?
Last night people reoccupied the park. Police were searching bags. They weren't allowing any tents or camping equipment. They weren't allowing big bags. They were not allowing food in at a certain point. And there were really good spirits when protesters were allowed back in. Overnight, that number did dwindle considerably, and I think there were only a few dozen that were able to stay in the park through the night without gear. At one point, you weren't even allowed to lay down. You had to stay standing. That's how much they're sort of enforcing these rules. Today, it was raining in New York, and I think the mood was pretty subdued there. A lot of people are now in working group meetings, in the spokes council meeting, and they're debating what to do next and also gearing up for tomorrow. There's a day of action throughout New York City and nationwide, starting with an attempt to disrupt the stock exchange at 7 a.m. To occupy subways in New York and to tell stories to subway riders about the economic downturn and the effects of it, and then a big march at 5 p.m. at Foley Square, which Occupy will be joined by labor and other organizations.
Yeah, I looked up the labor groups that are supporting the day of action tomorrow in New York City in support of Occupy Wall Street. The unions that are endorsing it and participating include SEIU 1199. 1199 is the largest local union in the world. The teachers union is going to be there, the communications workers, the CWA, the transit workers, the TWU, the UAW. These are major forces in New York City.
Absolutely. And this is the same set of people that turned out for the first labor march at Foley Square. Just a tremendous, tremendous event. There was a moment where you turned the corner, and it was very difficult to see how many people you were marching with because the police had sort of corralled you, and you were basically marching, two deep for most of the way. But you turned this corner, and you saw Foley Square, and it was just completely packed from corner to corner with labor signs, with peace signs, with people from the left, with occupiers, and it was a real reminder, visual reminder, that we are the 99% and that there are a lot of people, particularly here in New York, who share the values of Occupy and are willing to put their bodies on the line for it.
New York Mayor Bloomberg said in his press conference that he sent the police to destroy the Occupy Wall Street camp at Zuccotti Park. He said because the occupiers were not just exercising their own freedom of speech, he said they were, quote, prohibiting a lot of people from expressing their views, close quote. I wonder what you thought about the mayor's argument.
Well, you know, first of all, I would say in the history of Zuccotti Park, I don't think anyone's really tried to use that space to exercise free speech. It's pretty much a little ignored pocket of New York City. So the idea that it's suddenly valuable real estate is pretty laughable. But I think the mayor also misses a fundamental point about the principle of free speech, which is that it does inconvenience people. That's why we cherish and value it in democracy. That's why Mario Fabio, for example, took to the steps of Spruill Hall in Berkeley and made his speech, and that's why the civil rights movement, you know, occupied buses and diners. This is why people are out on the streets, to make people listen and to actually inconvenience people and to shut things down. And that is the principle of freedom of speech and assembly that this country was founded on. And it's what Mayor Bloomberg really doesn't seem to recognize when he raided Liberty Square.
Yeah, Mario Savio is very much on our minds today because of the massive protests on the Berkeley campus last night and last week, of course, when the Berkeley cops brutally attacked and clubbed nonviolent student demonstrators on the very steps of Spruill Hall where Mario Savio had led the protests of the free speech movement in 1964. I know you and I both watched that Rachel Maddow broadcast last night, where she sort of connected the dots between Mario Savio in 1964 and today's Occupy protest. What did you think about hearing Mario Savio today?
Well, you know, I had actually never heard that speech. I had read it in textbooks, but I had never actually seen or heard him give it. And it just chills down my spine, the electricity of the moment, to see the crowds assembled around him, to hear the passion in his voice. And I have to just to make a plug for the radio archive. I think it's such a great thing that what you guys are doing is to bring the voice of social movements into classrooms and to let people hear and feel really almost what it was like to be there. And for me that was just one of the most electric things about Rachel's show last night, which was a great show, was just to the pleasure of watching and hearing Mario Savio make that speech.
Well, let's listen to a clip right now from the Pacifica Radio Archives. It's Mario Savio, Berkeley campus, December 1964.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
You've got to make it stop. From the Pacifica Radio Archives, Mario Savio, December 1964 on the Berkeley campus. We're speaking with Richard Kim. He's executive editor of The Nation, and it's the Pacifica Archives Campus Campaign Fund Drive today throughout the Pacifica Network. Richard, we had a report in the last hour here on the Pacifica National Broadcast from Melissa Figueroa reporting from Berkeley on the Sojourner Truth Show with Margaret Prescott that last night at UC Berkeley, on the steps of Spruill Hall, thousands of people did a mic check, the human microphone, repeating Mario Savio's speech from 1964. Kind of gives me the chills just to think about that.
That's terrific. And, you know, I think people, young people particularly, are at a similar point that Mario Savio was at in 1964. The injustice is intolerable to them, and there are a couple of things I think that are feeding into that. The fact that the middle class is being shoved really into poverty, the fact that students have untenable levels of debt, that their economic fortunes have been really sold away by Wall Street. Young men, for example, are earning 90% of what their dads did in 1980. So they see this future that is disappearing in front of them, and they have decided to make a stand. And it has a sort of passion and intensity and the determination that Mario Savio showed in 1964.
In your report, The Audacity of Occupy Wall Street, which has become a kind of public statement of what the whole movement is about, you wrote, quote, "In the face of unchecked capitalism in a broken, captured state, the citizens of occupied America have done something desperate and audacious." Let's talk a little bit more about what that was.
You know, I really want to underscore the desperate part of that. Sometimes I don't think people quite really understand or remember perhaps how failed democracy has been in the last 3 years. You know, we elected a president and a Democratic majority in Congress, and they really did not deliver. And we could argue whether that's because of Republican intransigence or because of Obama's failures, but they really did not deliver on the economic changes that people wanted to see, the political changes people wanted to see. And that sense of the normal channels of politics being exhausted, of being too corrupt, of being wholly captured by Wall Street, I think has really been festering for quite a while. And it took this really uncanny, unlikely event organized by a bunch of anarchists in parks in New York City to rally the public to the cause. But once they did, it just really spread like wildfire across all of America and now the world. And that has been exhilarating to see as someone who sort of is a professional leftist, has been sort of waiting for this day to come for years and years now.
We're all smiling here at the KPFK studios in Los Angeles when you talk about professional leftists who've been waiting for years. Richard Kim is executive editor of The Nation magazine. We're talking about Occupy Wall Street. It's the Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign. There's the exhilarating part, and then there's the police crackdowns in New York, in Oakland, and many other places across the United States. Mayor Bloomberg is kind of the voice of the 1% in this, in saying, well, he's shutting down the Occupy camps to protect the First Amendment. Of course, the First Amendment explicitly prohibits, and I quote, "abridging the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." Richard Kim, would you say the occupants of Zuccotti Park were peaceably assembling and seeking a redress of grievances?
They have been scrupulously peaceful from day one. There hasn't, I mean, one of the signs of this is that when you walk around Liberty Square, there are planters that have mums growing in them that have been there since the summer, and they're still blooming, the same exact flowers, because they've been watered and they've been nurtured by the occupiers. So even on the level of vandalism or proper destruction, none of that has really occurred around Occupy. So it's been completely peaceful, and what they've been doing is not just, you know, educating each other, but you know, organizing politically and addressing the government and addressing Wall Street. And that is the absolute right that they have exercised. And it's the right that was crushed when Mayor Bloomberg sent the police in.
You're close to the Occupy camp right now. What can you tell us about the next steps that are being considered?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people are focused on tomorrow. This is a big show of strength for the support of the Occupy movement, and that's why it's really important that people turn out at least for the 5 p.m. march to Foley Square. That's a very key thing. Beyond that, I think there's a big debate, and it's a debate that existed before the raid, and the raid has certainly sharpened the contours of this. Some people feel that it's not so important to occupy a space anymore, that the Occupy movement can exist online and in the committees and working groups that have already been meeting outside of Liberty Square at other locations, and that it would sort of just continue in that manner. There are other people who are, you know, really focused on a space, that they think it's important. That's where the media comes. That's where curiosity seekers come. That's where you do the day-to-day education and workshops that have been so crucial to Occupy. Then there's, you know, other people who think somewhere in between, and that they should just kind of go from site to site and occupy different parks on different days or different weeks. I don't think anyone has quite figured it out. I don't even think there will be consensus around what to do next. It does seem now that people are sort of trying to reoccupy Liberty, and if the, you know, that I don't know how long that's going to be tenable, given that the cops have been so strict about not letting people bring in tents and camping equipment, as we head into the winter.
The flowers are still blooming. Richard Kim, he's executive editor of The Nation magazine. Read his piece, The Audacity of Occupy Wall Street, at thenation.com. Richard, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, John.
I'm John Wiener. It's the Pacifica Archives national broadcast for the campus campaign. We've got a lot of great music and a lot of great audio coming up in the rest of this hour. I'm joined now by Mark Torres of the Pacifica National Archives, one of my favorite people.
Why, thank you, John. Yeah, we've been colleagues for quite a few years now here at Pacifica Radio and The Nation magazine, and I'm happy that you're hosting this hour here at the Pacifica Radio Archives' 10th annual national broadcast and fund drive, where listeners have the opportunity one time a year to call 1-800-735-0230 and help us preserve our precious Pacifica Radio Archives collection. Dating back to 1949, we have 55,000 reel-to-reels. John has been in our archives many times, and we've digitized about 10,000 of them, and we have about 45,000 to go. But, you know, 10,000 tapes in 10 years is quite an accomplishment, and it's all due to the generous listener donors who have given so generously over the years. But this year, John, we are in the third year of our campus campaign. We have three full sets of historic and educational materials compiled into 270 hours of material dating back to 1949. And when the listeners call us, 1-800-735-0230, we give the listeners an opportunity to grab this important collection and to name a school, university, or library of their choice. And as you know, John, as resources are being are dwindling and budgets are being slashed, a lot of schools don't have the resource money available to have collections like this. And so the listeners out there have the opportunity to donate these amazing resource materials to schools, and we're in over 2,000 schools to date.
In over 2,000 schools, and we'd like to get in a lot more. We need your help in order to do that. 800-735-0230. One of the supporters of the Pacifica Radio Archives Campus campaign is the legendary guitarist Ry Cooter. He has written and recorded a new song for Occupy Wall Street, recorded it just yesterday, rushed it over to us here at the KPFK studios today. People who pledge during this hour to support the Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign at any level will get the new Ry Cooter song, Wall Street Part of Town, as a free add-on. So call 800-735-0230. This is a world premiere on the Pacifica Radio Network, Ry Cooter's Wall Street Part of Town. Ry Cooter, The Wall Street Part of Town, world premiere on the Pacifica Radio Network, Pacifica Archives, Campus Campaign, national broadcast. I'm Walking, If It Takes All Night, hoping we can make things right, and I'm looking for the Wall Street part of town. Ry Cooter has donated that song to the Pacifica Radio Archives fundraiser. It's a free add-on to everyone who pledges during this hour to support the Archives national campaign by calling 800-735-0230, 800-735-0230. We're joined now by Alan Minsky, Program Director at KPFK. Alan, tell us a little more about what is included in the various CD packs that the Archives are offering today.
Well, one thing that's in there is the incredible series From the Vault, which is just phenomenal. And every week they produce this, and I know the most recent week was on Edward Said, and it's just an amazing set of shows where you get the best material from the Archives put together, you know, thematically or around a particular subject. And the entire series is available in the campus campaign. It's just one aspect of what you get when you pledge $250. And remember, folks, when you call 800-735-0230 and call in and pledge at that level, wherever you want, you can send, you get the item yourself and you get to send it to an educational institution of your choice, folks. So come on, call now. That could include the library at your local Occupy site, the local public library back in your hometown, the high school library that you went to where your children go, or the university you go, the community college that you went to. 800-735-0230. This is so much material, so much real history, raw material, interviews with people from across the last, 62, 63 years of Pacifica Radio. 800-735-0230.
You know, we just heard Richard Kim, executive editor of The Nation magazine, talking about the Mario Savio speech at Berkeley in December 1964. He's a younger guy, younger than me anyway, and he said he had read it in textbooks, but he had never heard it until last night. And it's incredibly different experience to hear the intensity, the passion behind Mario Savio's words. That speech is part of the Pacifica Radio Archives. It exists because of the Pacifica Radio Archives. Of course, Berkeley has been a center of archives collecting for the last 60 years, and it's one reason why the Pacifica Radio Archives are an indispensable part of our history, 60 years of American history that doesn't exist anywhere else. And that's why we need to support it. That's why we need to get these reel-to-reel tapes digitized. That's why we need to get this material out into the school libraries, the college libraries, the classrooms of America. 800-735-0230. In this hour only, Ry Cooter has donated to the Pacifica Archives his new song written for the Occupy movement, Wall Street Part of Town. I'm walking if it takes all night, hoping we can make things right. And I'm looking for the Wall Street part of town. We'll go back and listen to a little more of Ry Cooter later in this hour. But right now, we need about five more people to call at 800-735-0230. The pledge we're looking for is $250. For that, we have an incredible package of material that we'll send to the high school or college library of your choice. 60 years of American history that doesn't exist anywhere else. It's our history. You're not going to get this history from CNN. You're not going to get it from NPR. It exists only in the Pacifica Radio Archives. An invaluable, irreplaceable part of our history. Mark Torres, you've been working on this archive for quite a while, and I salute you for doing it.
Well, I take that very seriously, John, because a lot of people don't know, because we're out in five different listening areas in California at KPFA, and WBAI in New York, and WPFW in Washington, D.C., KPFT in Houston, Texas, and right here in Los Angeles. Your Los Angeles audience probably knows that you're a professor of history, so when you say to me that you're impressed by our historic collection, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with our collection.
We've just received a message posted online from the Occupiers Inside Central Book, New York City. These are the people from Zuccotti Park who were arrested Monday night protesting the police destruction of the Occupy encampment. Here's the message from occupiers inside Central Booking in New York City. Quote, while we've been imprisoned here, we've held assemblies and mic-checked corrections officers to attend to urgent medical conditions, some of which were the result of police brutality during the raids. There is no food except for bread, no cleanliness, no hygiene, no water, no showers. There are non-occupiers who are suffering here as well. We do not know what we have been charged with. We want freedom. Close quote. That's a message from the occupiers inside Central Booking in New York City, brought to us by OccupyWallStreet.org. This is another thing. You're not going to hear this on CNN or CBS or NPR. This is why we need Pacifica Radio and the Pacifica Radio archives, which I'm sure are right now assembling an archive of the Occupy movement that future generations will be able to rely on.
That's very true. In 1964, when Pacifica was out there, now back in 1964, there were no portable recorders. There was no cassette recorders. Of course, there was no digital recorders. So Pacifica Radio was wheeling out huge lumbering reel-to-reel machines to make these recordings and then held on to them for all of these years. So the Pacifica Radio Archives, our mission is to preserve these materials, to make them accessible to all of you and for future generations. You can help us in our mission by calling 1-800-735-0230. Each donation helps us preserve another historic tape. And again, this movement that we're witnessing today, rare recordings that nobody else is covering, those are going to be the historic recordings for tomorrow's generation. So our mission is ongoing, and we graciously appreciate each and every donation. 1-800-735-0230.
And again, call that number, 1-800-735-0230. And again, Mario Savio, the speech was performed, as it were, last night on the steps of Sproul Hall, on the Mario Savio steps in front of a crowd of thousands. And again, it's in many respects, thanks to Pacifica Radio, that speech is so well known that when the students held their event where Robert Reich spoke and they reset up their Occupy UCal site yesterday in front of thousands, there was the performance of the Mario Savio speech. I heard parts of it. It was very well done, but in all due respect to the fine people who performed it, Mr. Savio's fire and passion were more exceptional, let's say.
800-735-0230 is the number to call to support the Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign. Let's listen to some more music from the Pacifica Archives. I'd love to hear Odetta singing Hey Jude.
You want more? You got another one up your sleeve, Manoon? You got 100.
I have taken liberties with this next song. It's a song, well, you'll hear what it is. Hey, Jude. Don't be afraid. Take your country, you make it better. Remember, your letter in your heart, baby. You can start to make it better. Hey, Jude. Don't let me down. You were made to go out and get up. Remember, your letter in your heart. Do something about it and start to make it better. Anytime you feel the pain, hey, you refrain. You carry the world
on your shoulder. Let it out and let it in.
From the Pacifica Radio Archives, Buffy St. Marie.
Odetta,
pardon me. Buffy St. Marie's next. From the Pacifica Radio Archives, Odetta, Hey Jude, Don't Be Afraid, Take Your Country and Make It Better. 800-735-0230. Mark Torres, what is this?
Well, Odetta was an amazing, amazing artist who just passed a few years ago. And Odetta, who was a friend of Pacifica Radio her entire life and grew up here in Los Angeles, she performed at the very first Earth Day celebration in New York City. There were a lot of Earth Day celebrations happening around the world on March 2nd. Or 21st, 1970. But in this instance, she happened to be in New York City. And she performed in Central Park along with Pete Seeger and a lot of other artists in Central Park. And that was her interpretation of Hey Jude. I'm not sure, but maybe John Lennon was living in New York in 1970, and maybe he was in attendance on that one. I think he would have appreciated that version, don't you think?
I think he would have appreciated it. 800-735-0230. We're looking for pledges of $250 to help the Pacifica Radio Archives distribute their invaluable material, 60 years of American history that doesn't exist anywhere else, and put that in school libraries, college libraries. As a result of the past support that our listeners have provided, it's in almost 2,000 schools. We'd like to get it in 2,000 more. And that's why we're asking you now to call 800-735-0230. You know, Odetta singing, Hey Jude, Don't Be Afraid, Take Your Country and Make It Better. That's something you're not going to hear anywhere except on Pacifica Radio. And it's thanks to the Pacifica Radio Archives that we have this. That's where we're asking you to call now, 800-735-0230. Cornel West, Daniel Ellsberg, Noam Chomsky, Maya Angelou, Michael Moore, they're all in the Pacifica Radio Archives. Alan Minsky, what's in these different packs that are available to our listeners?
Wow, well, there is just amazing stuff. We have any of the individual campus campaign volumes is a $125 donation. The complete campus campaign collection volumes 1 through 3, folks, is available. And remember, when you get a campus campaign thank you gift, you get to send it to any educational institution of your choice. We have From the Vault Season 6. You receive a USB memory stick loaded with 50 hours of audio recordings from the series From the Vault. That is a $75 pledge. And that's just, it's just amazing stuff that's on there. Gore Vidal, we have Sister Helen Prejean on the death penalty, Pacifica's labor teach-in, Gore Vidal, a show on Charles Darwin, Dr. Helen Caldicott, Jared Diamond, Edward Said, Martin Luther King Jr., Manning Marable. It just goes on and on and on. John Lennon's 70th birthday celebration. Hey, I think you and I are on that one. yeah, and all of that is just a $75 pledge. The unbelievable Bob Dylan stuff that is from the Pacifica archives that, you know, really just they unveiled this thing this year from 1966, Bob Fast with Bob Dylan, right around the time Blonde on Blonde came out. It's about a 2-hour show, or maybe about 90 minutes, and Dylan is taking calls from the listening audience. It's a phenomenal document. Bob is, he's Bob Dylan. He's in turns incisive, witty, snarling, brilliant, all of those things.
800-735-0230. Incisive, brilliant, snarling, witty. We're talking about Bob Dylan here, but it's also true of the Pacifica Radio Archives.
We're snarling.
Yeah. 800-735-0230. You know, just 2 hours ago in the Pacifica National Broadcast, I was driving into the station here in Los Angeles, and the Truth Dig Hour was playing the Martin Luther King famous anti-war speech at the Riverside Church, April 4th, 1967. This is where Martin Luther King says, "The greatest purveyor of violence in the world today is my own country." And to hear King saying that in 1965, and then to think about what's going on today, You know, we live in a sad world, folks, but it's a little less sad because of what's going on with Occupy Wall Street and because of what the work of the Pacifica Radio Archives to keep the past alive, to bring the lessons of past social movements to the present, and to bring the experience of the present into future generations of activists. It's our history. It's history we're not going to find anywhere else. 800-735-0230. I want to listen to another cut from the Pacifica Radio Archives, Buffy St. Marie. Mark Torres, you want to introduce this one?
Sure. There was another Occupy movement going on in 1971 that our sister station, KPFA in Berkeley, California, was broadcasting each and every day of the Occupy Alcatraz movement when Native Americans had enough. They were fed up with broken treaties and decided to take a stand and occupied a territory that was arguably theirs, which was Alcatraz Island. So Buffy St. Marie and Malvina Reynolds, who many people who watch the HBO series Weeds, who hears Malvina Reynolds' version of Little Boxes each and every week. Well, Buffy St. Marie was at this benefit as well at the Berkeley Community Theater. It was, when you hear the crowd reaction, it was attended by, it seemed like thousands of people. So Pacifica was there covering Occupy movements going back over 60 years. And here's from Occupy Alcatraz Benefit 1971, Buffy St. Marie with Little Wheels Spinning.
Little wheels spin and spin, big wheel turn round and around. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheel turn round and around. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. A Merry Christmas, jingle bells, Christ is born and the devil's in hell. Hearts they shrink, pockets swell, everybody know and nobody tell. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. Oh, the sins of Caesar's men, cry the pious citizens. Oh, petty thief, the five and tens, and the big wheels turn round and around. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheels turn around and around. Blame the angels, blame the fates, blame the Jews or your sister Kate. Teach your children who to hate, and the big wheel turn around and around. A little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. A little wheel spin and spin.
Little wheel spin and spin. That's Buffy St. Marie live in Berkeley in 1971. Rare, precious audio from the Pacifica National Archives. It's our history. It's history you're not going to find anywhere else in America except for the Pacifica Radio Archives. 818-800-735-0230. We're looking for $250 pledges to get this material digitized and to get it into the schools, colleges, high schools of America. Pacifica Radio Archives has already distributed material to almost 2,000 school libraries in the United States. We'd like to get it into 2,000 more. Maybe you know a school library you'd like to donate it to, or a college library. Get it into your kids' classrooms, your grandchildren, your nieces and your nephews. 800-735-0230. We've got a couple of lines open. You can call right now and help support 60 years of American history that doesn't exist anywhere else. We're joined now by the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives, Brian DeShazer.
Hello. Thanks, John. Mark Torres had to get up and get ready for the next hour with Ian Masters and some more wonderful, fabulous clips from the Pacifica Archives that resonate so much. That's the first time I had heard the Odetta piece from Hey Jude.
Pretty
We're
great,
so busy.
Huh?
I'd heard about it for months and months and months. 1-800-735-0230 is the number to call. And again, for that $500 pledge, I know you're asking for $250, but particularly with the free speech movement. Just this year, we partnered with UC Berkeley Moffitt Library and our National Endowment for the Arts, and you, the listeners. And we discovered 50 hours of the free speech movement, including that Mario Savio speech that we all know so well right now. But it's everybody else. It's the moment by moment where those Pacifica Archives producers and KPFA went out there and recorded them. 1-800-735-0230. And for that $500 pledge, you can get the entire 50 hours of the free speech movement included, and including 450 other hours. Imagine that going into a school library.
You know, I teach American history, so this means a lot to me, but I think it's probably not just me. I think this is our history. It's the history of our lifetime and our forebears, and you're not going to get this at CNN. You're not going to get this at PBS. God knows you're not going to get this on the networks.
Or the History Channel.
Or the History Channel.
Right, and also about this project and the donors, you know, we really are hearing from the people that are calling in how excited and enthusiastic they are about sending it into a school, about right. pushing what they hear into somebody else's ears. 1-800-735-0230. You, the listeners, are our most important partner in this venture to digitize this collection. No other institution, no other body, whether it's the Pacifica Foundation or the National Endowment for the Arts or the government, nobody gives as much as you do during these 2 days. We so appreciate it. 1-800-735-0230, or if the lines are full, you can go to supportpra.org.
And the other person we want to thank in this hour is Rye Cooter. Rye Cooter, who is given us for a world premiere in this hour his new song for Occupy Wall Street. This recording recorded just yesterday by Rye Cooter and rushed over to us today specifically for the Pacifica Radio Archives national fundraiser. This song is a free add-on this hour only for people who call 800-735-0230. Pledge at any level. We'll send you Rye Cooter's new song, The Wall Street Part of Town. Let's listen to a little bit of the new Rye Cooter song recorded just yesterday. Wall Street Part of Town.
I'm walking, it takes all night, hoping that we can make things right. And I'm looking for the Wall Street part of town. I'm standing in the pouring rain, trying to throw off my chains. And I'm looking for the Wall Street part of town. I'm in trouble again, but this time I'm not the only one. I was hurting before, but this time I'm not alone.
Rye Cooter, The Wall Street Part of Town, world premiere on the Pacifica Archives national
that
broadcast.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Thank you, Rye Cooter.
I'm walking, if it takes all night, hoping we can make things right, and I'm looking for The Wall Street Part of Town. New song for Occupy Wall Street, free add-on to everyone who calls during this hour and pledges at 800-735-0230. Rye Cooter's brand new song recorded yesterday for the Occupy Wall Street movement. 800-735-0230. Ellen Minsky, you're kind of a rock and roller.
Yeah, actually, I just saw this fantastic documentary about Captain Beefheart that features Rye Cooter. It was a BBC documentary, and Rye Cooter played with Captain Beefheart in the 60s, and perhaps elsewhere. The documentary focused on that period. He was brilliant in that. He was a groundbreaking musician then, continues to be so over these past few decades, right up into the present. And he also is a man who really gets and understands American society. So it's great to have that, and thank you so much, Rye, for the contribution. The number here, folks, is 800-735-0230.
is the number to call. And again, we have pledge levels at $75, $125, $250, and $500. And I believe there's even a pledge level at, yes, $2,500.
Which we have had a few of today.
The custom library collection. And it's the material at any level is amazing. The complete campus campaign collection is phenomenal. That's all three volumes of the campus campaign. That's the $250 pledge. And remember, folks, just mention the educational institution of your choice, and the campus campaign can get sent out there, as well as you're receiving the material yourself as well. 800-735-0230. Sorry, that was the local number. Do not call that now, but rather 800-735-0230 for all you listening out across the entire Pacifica Radio Network.
I want to hear some more music. There's so much great stuff in the Pacifica Radio archives. Tom Morello recorded this last. Your Land. It's a memorable version of course, a Wood Three classic. But before we listen to that, I just want to remind everyone the number here is 800-735-0230. I'm John Wiener in Los Angeles. It's the Pacifica Archives National School Campaign annual fundraiser. We're broadcasting in New York, Berkeley, Washington, Houston, Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, San Diego, and China Lake, I believe.
Fresno.
KFCF in Fresno. Hello, Fresno. We'd like everyone and listeners in Fresno to call us now at 800-735-0230. Let's listen now to from the Pacifica Radio Archives for Occupy Wall Street, Tom Morello, This Land Is Your Land.
I'm thinking that if, you know, I really believe that poverty is a crime and the corporate malfeasance of Wall Street that torpedoed the global economy is criminal and should be accounted for. If President Obama does not have the courage to shut down Guantanamo Bay, he might as well fill those animal cages with the Wall Street bankers who savaged our economy to begin with. And if the president reads my tweets, I would also suggest that he put those soldiers in those orange jumpsuits, put some black hoods over their heads, and crank Rage Against the Machine 24 hours a day. But that's just me. This is a song that when I first learned it in the third grade, I didn't realize what a revolutionary class war anthem it was, because they censored out all the verses that would indicate such. So I'm going to reinstate the secret censored verses today. And on a day like today is a perfect example. Occupy Wall Street was inspired by the Arab Spring. Occupy LA and the other people around the country have been inspired by Occupy Wall Street. And now every village, hamlet, every place around the world is watching what we're doing here today, what we're doing out around the country, and how we're going to take this back. This is a day, 99 versus 1. This land is your land. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me a golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I was walking, I saw a sign there, and that sign said, no trespassing.
A sign that said, no trespassing. Tom Morello at Occupy LA singing that revolutionary class war anthem. Alan Minsky, what's the story behind this performance?
Well, the incredible thing about this, first of all, it is all the verses, folks, and people do not know all the verses. They just know the chorus and the first verse, and these are some revolutionary lyrics, and Tom delivers them, and he
He actually throws in a nice little Tom Morello-esque guitar solo there. Tom, of course, is the lead guitarist from Rage Against the Machine. He performs as a solo act as the Night Watchman. This was on the steps of Los Angeles City Hall, a huge crowd at Occupy Los Angeles, and it's just a phenomenal performance. And I believe the whole thing is on the whole performance. The four-song set is available when you call 800-735-0230 and pledge your support to the Pacifica Radio Archives. Get this incredible material. And Tom has played at a few of the Occupy sites, including Occupy Wall Street. But, of course, in Occupy Los Angeles, there was a sound system, which they didn't ever allow at Zuccotti Park. So it's a great performance. It's a brilliant recording. In between the song, the lyrics, he freelances and talks about society on all four songs, but especially This Land Is Your Land. It's an amazing performance, folks. Call in, pledge support, pick up this material. And also, when you pledge your support, name the educational institution you want to share this material with, and you'll have it. And you'll get it out there as well. 800-735-0230.
So we've listened to some fantastic stuff in this hour. We've only got 3 or 4 minutes left, and we've got about 3 lines open. We need you to call now to make this to meet our goals for this hour. 800-735-0230. You're going to get the free add-on of the new Ry Cooder song recorded just yesterday for Occupy Wall Street.
That's amazing.
The Wall Street part of town. Our special thanks to Ry Cooder for making that available. We've also listened to Odetta singing Hey Jude, Don't Be Afraid, Take Your Country and Make It Better. We just heard Tom Morello live at Occupy LA singing that revolutionary class war anthem, This Land Is Your Land. 800-735-0230. We'd like you to pledge $250 to get the Pacifica Radio Archives material into public school libraries, college libraries. If $250 is too steep for you, and we know there's a lot of people who are hurting out there right now, you can pledge at many lower levels. We'll send you the Ry Cooder and some other material from the Pacifica Radio Archives of your choice. Brian DeShazer, in the last 2 minutes that we have left here, remind us again about what's in these different packs.
Well, in the Complete Campus Campaign, Volume 1 includes the Civil Rights Movement, 9 hours, including James Baldwin and Dr. Martin Luther King and Cesar Chavez and Fannie Lou Hamer. You get Arts and Literature with Ginsberg's Howl and Henry Miller, Jim Morrison, the poet. We get Alfred Hitchcock in San Francisco talking about location filming, 1968, the year that was, the Poor People's Campaign, the Columbia student strike, the Paris student uprising. If there was a year that mirrors or parallels what's happening right now, is 1968. And we have so much material in this package, 1-800-735-0230, that sort of resonates what's happening now in Occupy everywhere. And we're so proud that not only do we have the Occupy Alcatraz and free speech movement and the social movements of the past that inform this movement, but we're actually bringing you the voices of today of this movement now, so that they can be into the school, so that the documentation cannot be erased by anyone. So let's jump on it and get the history recorded and documented today. 1-800-735-0230 is the toll-free number.
60 years of American history that doesn't exist anywhere else. 800-735-0230. It's our history. It's the history of our lives, our movements, our forebears, and our successors.
I really would love to see 5 more people out there call right now. Those of you listening in Washington, D.C., New York City, Houston, Fresno, Berkeley, all across this country now. The number is 800-735-0230. This is just such absolutely unreplaceable material. There's nothing like it anywhere else, folks. It's from the Pacifica Radio Archives, over 60 years of history of Pacifica Radio. It's available in this material, and you get to share it with educational institutions across the country. 800-735-0230. That's right. Name the educational institution you want it to. It goes to yourself and the educational institution. That's the same pledge level. 800-735-0230.
800-735-0230. That's it for this hour. I want to thank our guest, Richard Kim of The Nation magazine, who talked about Occupy Wall Street. Thanks to Ellen Minsky, Mark Torres, and Brian DeShazer from the Pacifica Archives. Thanks to our engineer this hour, G. Thanks to our producer, Josh Nooney. And special thanks to Ry Cooter for his new song, world premiere here on the Pacifica Radio Network, The Wall Street Part of Town. Stay tuned for Ian Masters coming up next with more of the Pacifica Radio Archives National Broadcast. I'm John Wiener in Los Angeles for the Pacifica Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Listening to the Pacifica Radio Archives 10th Annual National Broadcast. From the vault to the classroom, to libraries and beyond, the Pacifica Radio Archives Campus Campaign National Education Project has now sponsored almost 2,000 schools and libraries across the United States.
Hello, yes, this is Brother Cornell West, and I am here to do all that I can to support the campus campaign of my dear brothers and sisters at Pacifica. Students, faculty, teachers need to get in on this magnificent project and program. I'm doing all that I can. I'm behind it 120%. It is what we need in these times.
There are two easy ways to become a part of our critically acclaimed National Education Project. Make a donation by calling us now, 1-800-735-0230, or visit supportpra.org. With each donation, you will receive a digital jump drive loaded with up to 500 hours of historic voices for your personal collection, and name a school or library of your choice to receive the same.
Hi, this is Dan Ellsberg, encouraging you to support the Pacifica Radio Archives, which contains 60 years of social history of the United States that doesn't exist anywhere else. By supporting the Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign, you can help put these priceless resource materials in campus libraries and classrooms throughout America.
Our loyal volunteers are standing by to help you make a donation. It's easy, secure, and rewarding in so many ways. Please call 1-800-735-0230 or visit supportpra.org. That's 800-735-0230 or visit supportpra.org. Thank you for becoming part of the 2011 Campus Campaign National Education Project.
You are listening to the Pacifica Radio Archives 10th Annual Marathon Fund Drive Broadcast, the Campus Campaign 3.0 National Education Project.
This is Noam Chomsky. I'm pleased to be with you and also very pleased to be able to express my enthusiasm and strong support for the Archives Campaign, which is bringing to colleges the very rich archives of Pacifica for the past 60 years. It's sure to be an invaluable resource.
We are joining listeners together from WBAI 99.5 FM New York, WPFW 89.3 FM Washington, D.C., KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, Texas, and in California at KPFA 94.1 FM and KPFB 89.3 FM Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 Fresno, and KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, 99.5 FM China Lake, and 93.7 FM San Diego. We are also heard online at all five Pacifica station websites and on ours at supportpra.org.
Hi, I'm Gail Zappa, friend and supporter of the Pacifica Radio Archives, where you can hear the voice and music of people like Maya Angelou, Duke Ellington, and my husband Frank Zappa.
The only way that a person could buy into their argument is if they had gone through 12 years of an American education. Anybody who comes out of the school system could be just numb enough to think that these guys had some merit in their argument when
They're wrong. They're varmints.
We are so lucky to have people that give their time and their energy to preserving the tapes made by these really grand masters in the truest sense of a word.
This is the Pacifica Radio Archives special national education broadcast to raise funds for the Pacifica Radio Archives Preservation and Access Project and to continue our campus campaign, bringing these recordings into school libraries nationwide.
It's exciting to look back because it gives you ideas for the future.
It's very simple. When you make a contribution to the archives today, we'll send our special education set packed with history to a school or college of your choice. Call 1-800-735-0230. For a complete list of today's schedule and details of all pledge gifts, visit us online at supportpra.org.
We must admit the past. Only the person who knows her past, his past, can begin to essay where she or he is today and how she or he may begin to chart his tomorrow, her tomorrow.
The voice of Maya Angelou. Call 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. Or donate online by going to supportpra.org. Help us take history out of our vault and into the classroom. Together, we can make a difference and educate a new generation.
And I'm Ian Masters, host of Background Briefing here at KPFK in Los Angeles. I'm with Brian DeShazer of the Pacifica Archives. Just a brief announcement here for our local Southern California audience. Background Briefing, both yesterday and today, is available at ianmasters.com. And I'm going to be hosting the Hammer Forum tomorrow night, Thursday night at 7 p.m. on the multi-billion-dollar election machinery with two veteran campaign strategists, one who ran John McCain's presidential campaign and the other that ran the MoveOn.org campaign. So come tomorrow night to the UCLA Hammer Museum in Westwood, 7 p.m., and join me there. It's free and open to the public. Brian, it's a pleasure to be with you and to be speaking to the Pacifica National audience. One of the great things about what we've got coming up in this hour is the fact that we have last night's speech by Robert Reich at Berkeley, California, in memorial of the great Mario Savio speeches. I think it's an anniversary of his, right? This is a clip that we're going to be playing in a few minutes, right?
Right.
This proves that today's news is tomorrow's Pacifica Archives.
That's right. Not only are we sort of seeing what's happening now and we're recording it, we're broadcasting it, we're putting it into our archive, and we're offering it to you, the listeners, as part of this gift in our campus campaign. So not only do we get to do that, but we get to get this speech into the schools, into the campuses across the country, not just at UC Berkeley campus, at the Mario Savio, Mario Savio Plaza on Sproul Hall steps.
So let's encourage not just Occupy Berkeley, but Occupy high schools.
Right, exactly. Occupy the libraries. The number to call is 1-800-735-0230. And as we listen to Robert Reich, you know, remember that Mario Savio, the Pacifica Archives, and KPA there in Berkeley, we sort of were the first ones to record this and digitize it and create it back in 1999. The Mario Savio speech was the first recording in the archives of 50,000 recordings that we digitized.
And Robert Reich, of course, the former Secretary of Labor. We've had him on the Background Briefing a number of times. And should we go to the clip?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is literally last night. So we're up to the minute here in terms of what's happening with the Occupy movement and those that are trying to get the word out. And again, yesterday's news or today's news becomes the Pacifica Archive.
47 years ago, as you know, we were graced with the eloquence and the power of Mario Savio's words from these steps. And they were words that echoed and ricocheted across America, words about the importance and centrality of freedom of speech and assembly and freedom of expression and social justice. And those words continue to live on. In fact, the sentiments and words that Mario Savio expressed 47 years ago are as relevant, if not more relevant today, than they were then. Because today, unlike then, We have a few Supreme Court decisions, such as Citizens United against the Federal Election Commission. Money is speech, and corporations are people. Now, when you think that money is speech and corporations are people, then it becomes extraordinarily important to protect the First Amendment rights of all.